He said in verse 25, in verse, he said, "A word of the Lord endures forever. And this is what we're going to preach to you, announce to you." So verse 3 says, "If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious," have you ever discovered that yet? Is he gracious? Is he good? Is he a merciful God? Is he compassionate? Hallelujah. If you discover you have tasted, I've tasted the goodness of the Lord. You know, my wife and cooked some pecan pie, just smack dab. Smack dab eatable. I had a lot of pecan pie, but I ain't never had none. That girl can cook them. And guess what? I don't fool with them now. Amen. But my point is, if you have tasted that the Lord is good, I've tasted her pie and I can testify that they're good. Have you tasted? Do you know the Lord is good? Yes. Hallelujah. He's good. He's gracious. Amen. Move on. Ha. Hallelujah. I'm not saying I won't eat anymore, but I have to govern what I eat. Come on. Y'all give me the next verse. All right. Thank you. Coming to him. It's verse 4, what I read. Coming to him. Coming to him as to what? A living stone. See, you tasted that he's gracious. You're coming to him as a living stone. Rejected indeed by men. See, men rejected him and crucified him and killed him. They called him names while he was doing all the good things. Can you imagine? They called him names. They tried to throw him off the cliff. They tried to do all those things. And all he did was went about doing good. Can you imagine being persecuted like that for doing good? But coming to him as a, that's what you do, coming to him as a living stone. Rejected indeed by men, but what? Chosen by God and precious. And I promise you, my Jesus, our Jesus is precious. You also, now look what happened to you. You also as what? Living stone. See, when you came to him, he made you what he is, a living stone. Hallelujah. Being built up a what? Spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And that's why I don't mind. I don't just raise my hand just because I'm in front up here in front of you. I lift my hands to him. He's so precious. He's so dear to me. He's the very breath I breathe. He's the life I live. He's the joy that thrills my spirit. And he's the strength of my life. And I praise him. And that's what you were created for. To become a spiritual house that you offer up sacrifices that'll please him. He deserves your praise. He deserves your worship. He deserves to be lifted up. Nobody done for you what he did. He took your pain. He took your shame. He took your guilt. He removed that from you and made you who you are. And he made you what he is. Therefore, it's also contained in the scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. And he who believeth on him will by no means be put to shame. I got attacked. You got attacked. Many of us have been attacked, but look at me. Look at you. We got testimony all over this building. I said, well, there's testimony all over this building. He'll never put you to shame. He always. Hallelujah. Therefore, to you who believe, he's what? He's so precious. I believe him. I'm not ashamed of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builder rejected has become what? The chief cornerstone. Just because they rejected him, they didn't stop him from becoming who God wanted him to be. And he has become the chief cornerstone. A stone of stumbling. That's what he is. That's why we got to get this gospel to the world. They are stumbling. They're trying to figure out their own way. And you see what a mess they're making out of their lives. They want you to think because they got a lot of fancy things, a lot of good looking things, and a lot of this and a lot of that. But their lives are crushed. In trouble. Hallelujah. And because they rejected him, he become a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense. They stumbled. Why did they stumble? Because being disobedient to the word, to which they also was appointed. Keep going. But you, let me tell you who you are. But you, said but me, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Hallelujah. His own special people. Say, I'm special. Say that, I'm special. We are his own special people. You see why he wants you to get rid of all this stuff? Lay aside all filthiness and superfluence and naughtiness and malice and envy. Because, see, if you walk in that, it cuts you off from what he has. But we are chosen generation. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may do what? Proclaim the praise of him who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Hallelujah. I've been called out of darkness. I've been brought into the light. I know the truth. And I'm going to walk therein. I'm not going to let any guile be found in my mouth. Who once were not a people, but are now the people of God. Who had not obtained mercy, but now have what? Obtained mercy. Amen. 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 I believe that's it, verse 10. I could go on.